We are in Canto 6, which Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Sridhar Swami and many other acharyas say is mainly focusing on the topic of Poshanam. Out of the 10 topics of the Bhagavatam, there are 10 topics mentioned by Shukadeva Goswami and also Sudha Goswami, 10 topics of the Bhagavatam. And Poshanam means what? Chest, that's the Padma Purana description of the Bhagavatam. The whole Bhagavatam, sixth canto, is the chest. Yes, true. But topics, in terms of 10 topics, Poshana, before was Sthana, and this is Poshana in Sanskrit. You know Sanskrit, no? A little. Then you should maybe at least know Shastra, no? If not Sanskrit, then Poshana. What means Poshanam? We should end the class. I told yesterday. What are the 10 topics of the Bhagavatam? Let's try start somewhere. This is from 2.10.1. I see not many Bhakti Vaibhav students are here. So maybe not many who can tell us. But in general, what are the 10 topics of the Bhagavatam? Anybody remembers? One, two?
Krishna's protection.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Krishna's protection. That's actually Poshanam. Mm-hmm. That's Poshanam. Yes, thank you. Thanks for saving the day, Marco. Yeah, so Atra, Sargo, Visargasya, primary creation, secondary creation, third canto, fourth canto, then Atra, Sargo, Visargasya, Sthana, how Krishna supports religious people. That's the religious universe, Canto 5. And then the next one, Poshanam, how Krishna supports devotees, whether they are religious or not. Who is translating?
What?
You. In the mind. Imate prevod? Imate? Huh? Fill on the medium. Nice. Tell him. It's a high level. It's in the next level. I just always hear something so that I... Yes, so Sthana and fifth canto, how Krishna protects people who are religious, praying to God, acting according to Dharma. And sixth canto, devotees even making mistakes, even breaking religion sometimes. Not recommended. You can see trouble is there. But you can see earth, heaven, and hell, all levels still protected. Even touch, a little touch of bhakti, like the beginning of this canto is the story of Ajamila, yes. So then just a touch of bhakti and saved, protected. Of course, then he did serious sadhana and then he went to the spiritual world. So Poshanam. So that's very, then seventh canto, it's a little complicated. If somebody is still curious, you can ask a question at the end. Uti, motivation in this world. Then eighth canto, very clear, manvantara, manus, different people who give dharma to establish the dharma books for the humanity, manvantaras. You can say they are dharma dasas, yes, or dharma nathas, or something with dharma, something good. And then ninth canto is Ishanukatha, Vamshanukatha, dynasties and incarnations. And then tenth canto, Ashraya, shelter, summum bonum, the highest good. All other topics support this one. Then 11th canto, Mukti, high philosophy. And then 12th canto, Nirodha, destruction or dissolution, four kinds of destruction of everything. Again, if you want to know what four kinds of destruction are there, you can ask me. I'm not promising I will answer you, but you can ask. Or you can read in the third canto also, 12th canto, there's a lot of destruction described also. Kali Yuga is described. Three are clear, four are not so clear. So this is Poshanam, and it's very suitable for our Radhashtami festival, because Poshanam is mercy. Poshanam is mercy. Krishna's mercy. Unlimited mercy. So, very good. It's causeless. I mean, mercy means causeless. Right? And it's unlimited. It's unlimited. So if he gives all mercy to Urugaya Prabhu, no problem, there will still be unlimitedly more. That's the funny thing about infinity. There are also different kinds of infinity. If you studied mathematics and Georg Cantor, there are different bigger infinities and smaller infinities also. It's very exciting. Yes, but infinity is infinity. So, some people say this is the heart of Krishna, mercy, and Prabhupada says Radharani is the supreme ideal of feminine nature, meaning also compassion, kindness. Kindness. So this canto describes it, but today's verse describes cruelty, and I will ask you questions myself. So let's chant. Annam charanam acharam hyapada padacharinam hasta hasta yuktanam dvipadam chachatushpada anam food charanam of those that move on wings. Acharam, the non-moving fruits and flowers. You can see there are apples there. They haven't moved since 3 days. Huh? They have already. Yeah, we move them. Those with wings fly. then, he indeed. Apada, the living entities without legs, like the grass. Padacharinam, of the animals who move on legs, like the cows and buffalo. Ahasta, animals without hands. Hastayuktanam, of the animals with hands, like the tigers. Or maybe you have seen how bears catch fish. Also, with hands, you know, look at them, catch. Dvipadam, of human beings who have two legs. Cham, and Chatupadam, the four-legged animals like the deer. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. By nature's arrangement, fruits and flowers are considered the food of insects and birds. Grass and other legless living entities are meant to be the food of four-legged animals like cows and buffalo. Animals that cannot use their front legs as hands are meant to be the food of animals like tigers, which have claws. Do we put the text on? Is it? Yeah, I think it's better. It's a long purport. It's good to also easier for him to translate. We are almost at the end, and then the purport, if we can. And four-legged animals like deer and goats, as well as food grains. Are you bewildered? And four-legged animals like deer and goats, as well as food grains, are meant to be the food of human beings. So deer and goats are meant to be the food of human beings. You agree? Strange, huh? Purport. By nature's law, or the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one kind of living entity is eatable by other living entities. As mentioned herein, dvipadam cha chatushpada, the four-legged animals, chatushpada, as well as food grains are eatables for human beings, dvipadam. 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 These four-legged animals are those such as deer and goats, not cows, which are meant to be protected. Generally, the men of the higher classes of society, the brahmanas, kshatriyas, and vaishyas, do not eat meat. Sometimes, kshatriyas go to the forest to kill animals, like deer, because they have to learn the art of killing. And sometimes, they eat the animals also. Shudras too eat animals such as goats. Cows, however, are never meant to be killed or eaten by human beings. In every shastra, cow killing is vehemently condemned. Indeed, one who kills a cow must suffer for as many years as there are hairs on the body of a cow. So one eats one burger, and how many hairs are there? I mean, on our head we have 100,000 hairs, right? So the whole cow will be, I don't know, million hairs or more. So you can see in 1 second you can get karma for millions of years. It's possible. Of course, in 1 second you can also clear karma from millions of years, but it depends on the consciousness. Manu Samhita says, Pravriti Resha Bhutanam Nivritistu Maha Phala. We have many tendencies in this material world. But in human life, one is meant to learn how to curb those tendencies. So if we again look at this pravritir, it means to desire these sinful things is natural. All of us have some taste. But if you reduce nivritti, mahapala, you get very great reward, a very great reward. If you follow the principles and try to reduce, curb the bad desires. All right. Those who desire to eat meat may satisfy the demands of their tongues by eating lower animals, but they should never kill cows, who are actually accepted as the mothers of human society because they supply milk. My father told me that his mother didn't have milk, so he was brought up by a cow. He said their cow provided milk for him. The Shastra especially recommends Krishi Go Raksha. The Vaishya section of humanity should arrange for the food of the entire society through agricultural activities and should give full protection to the cows, which are the most useful animals because they supply milk to human society. Anam charanam achara hyapada padacharinam ahasta hasta yuktanam dvipadam jachatushpadam. By nature's arrangement, actually we can, I can read a very simple translation. If we can go back to the text. So, immovable grain, annam achara, is for the movable, charanam. Immovable is food for moving. Legless is food for legged, for those who have legs. Handless or armless are food for those who have hands or can use hands. And four-legged are food for two-legged. It's very simple, very straight verse. We have a very similar one in the first canto. If anybody remembers where. Ends jiva jiva se jivanam, in which section, I will give you a prize. Jiva jiva se jivanam. Ah, I get the prize. Keep the prize. So it's a common verse, common logic, common explanation, simple explanation. But creates a big problem for religion and spirituality. I offer my respectful obeisances to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are like the honeybees, who are drinking the nectar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Because even a dog, or Prabhupada says dog-like person, taking shelter of such bee-like devotees somehow or other, katanchit, one way or another, somehow, will also get this aroma and taste and honey. Yasya prasadada gyopi sadya sarvagyatam rajas Sri Chaitanya Devame Bhagavan samprasidatu. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in 1 second. And one more from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vaigunya kita kalita paishunya varana pidita dainarnevani magnoham chaitanya vaidyam ashraye. I am infected by millions of microbes of material defects. And I am covered with boils of oozing oil, boils. Како то се превае? Мехури. Ампе ки течеју, ки... Yeah. Boils of criticism and envious mentality. Hare Krishna. Do you want to criticize? Добро дошли. You're doing a sacrifice here. Come. So therefore I immerse myself in the ocean of humility and take shelter of Dr. Chaitanya Vaidya Mahasaya. Дальше Кришна Четанна Прабху Нитянанда Ши Адвайта Гададхара Шивасади Гоура Бхакта Вринда Харе Кришна, Кришна Кришна, Харе 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 Рама, Харе Рама, Рама Рама, Харе Харе. Six main motives are there to turn to Krishna or to turn to religion or to turn to Dharma. And one biggest obstacle which destroys our faith and devotion. So you are all preachers. You have all had to speak to somebody at least sometimes. And you have heard a lot. What is your experience? What people say, what are people motives? Jai Shri Panchatattva, Shri Gaura Nitai Ki Jai. What are people's motives when they refuse to become a devotee or a religious or a spiritual person or a yogi? What are their motives? Motives, arguments. Which arguments they give? What is your experience? Do you remember some arguments? What do they say? Why they should not accept God? That's a statement. There is no spirit. It's hard. Yeah. They want independence. Yeah. Why should I, obey somebody? Everybody obeys, but God, no. It's hard. Work is hard, but that's hard for me. And why should I do hard for him? And no spirit. So it doesn't matter. You can see we have, I'm sorry, Vanchakalpata Rubishta, Jehovah Witnesses also say there is no spirit. Almost. They say that there is no soul. Still, they worship Jehovah. No problem. So, what other arguments have you heard?
Recently I spoke with one person and he told me like this, I cannot accept Srila Prabhupada because here is Bhagavad Gita, and he told me I cannot accept Srila Prabhupada because he with Arjuna he ordered Arjuna to kill.
To kill, yes. To fight, yes. Exactly, yes. Yes.
So what kind of God is this? If God is good, and merciful, everything, why he order his devotees?
Yes, yes, exactly. So this actually, if you find both in Shastra and in practice, there is there is one famous author who wrote a book about. What Jesus really said, and he was a Christian minister, like a priest, for 40 years, student and professor, and after 40 years he gave up God. He gave up God. And why? Because of cruelty in the world. How can God be there? Saint Voltaire, one of the famous atheists, he said, how could good God make this earthquake in Lisbon? Lisbon. Lisbon, where so many people died. And some of them good also. What is this? So, it's, give many examples of this, and it happens also to devotees, and it happens inside our hearts, this doubt, right? Of course, Baldevide Bhushan, in the end of Gita, he defeats that argument about Krishna telling Arjuna to fight. But just in general, we look around in the world and we think, oh, so much crime, so much violence, so much suffering. Why did he create such a world? That so much and here, you can see, he says, yes, those who move, eat those who don't move. You have two legs, you can eat those who have four legs. By nature's arrangement. So, oh, how is this? Why couldn't he make it different? Couldn't he make it more beautiful? And more like in a new age style, you know, like smile and kind and vegetarian and couldn't he do it nicely? And even as devotees, we find ways to complain. We either complain directly that Krishna is cruel. We know Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is the cause of all causes. We complain about Prabhupada. Why did he have to, that was, you know, when Harikesh had his trouble, that was his first thing. He said, why did he make us follow such strict sex rule? That was his, if you remember. He almost, in the first days, he practically like rejected Prabhupada. Now he's sort of balanced back, but at that moment, he's complained about Prabhupada. Why does he give such hard rules? Or we can something happens to me, I become sick or I become something old. You know, not sick, just old. And I think, who, me already? But I was doing exercise. 4 minutes every day. Okay, 24 minutes every day. And already? This problem? That problem? Krishna. I thought that, it's in Taittiriya Upanishad that a liberated person is free from old age. So, and you say that your devotee, Muktim Dadati Karhichit, fifth canto, liberation I give easily to everybody. Bhakti, difficult. Muktim Dadati Karhichit, na Bhakti Yogam. So Bhakti Yoga, one exception is Mishu Prabhu. He's never old. You can see. He's getting younger every... Isn't it? Huh? Ah, that's... Yeah, well... Maybe he doesn't need to hear. So, we think... Why? Who? Me? Already? Why? But I was chanting, I was doing exercise, I was reading, I was doing seva. Or, I was doing too much seva, that's why. Oh, I served you so much, and look what happened to me. And he must be cruel. He is a cool guy. But I think he's a little sadistic. That's okay, you know, we may think. We can accept sometimes. We can say that, okay, people enjoy S&M, this world, little sadomaso. But I don't enjoy. You know, I don't want, you know, maso, masochism. So we blame Krishna that he's a sadist. Like expressly, openly, sometimes openly. Even Arjuna in the Gita, he says Janardana. And Baldevide Bhushan explains that Arjuna says, Janardana, you are in the heart, you could change everything. Why are you torturing me? Putting me in this battlefield. Why you force me to do this? Oh, Janardana. So even he, like not completely directly, but with a hint, he is accusing Krishna. So this is the lock. This is the lock on the door of the material world. When we stop accusing Krishna, when we own our responsibility and karma and what happens, and when we accept that everything is Krishna's mercy, and 429.51, we have very clear instruction. Narada Muni says, 429.51, Savai priyatamash chatma yato na bhayam anvapi iti veda savai vedvan yavedvan saguru hari. If you know one thing, that Krishna is the most loving friend, priyatama, not priya, priyatama, the most loving friend, not friend, best friend of every living entity. If you know this, and the other side, that from him there is no danger even for an atom, anu, not even one iota, not even one drop of bhaya, of danger from his side, that I will stop watching him, or I relax, and then he, steals 20 euros from my pocket, or because he needs it for cookies for the festival, or something, or make me slip and fall, or something. No. Because I was inattentive as I was chanting Hare Krishna. I was wrong. So now he was watching. Ha! Got you! And then he punishes. So we think so sometimes. I mean, it's a Judeo-Christian idea of angry judge. Not, definitely not Vedic picture of God. So, 429.51, Narada Muni says, if you know that he's the best loving friend and not a drop of danger from his side, if you know this, you are a scholar, a professor, you know everything. Not only you know everything, you are a guru. So he can give you a certificate. If you accept Krishna is friend, best friend. From Krishna, no fear. Then he could issue a certificate that you are a guru and you are already, you can already have association of Krishna. And so Brahma says, we have many verses about this. Brahma says that tateinu kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam hridvagvapurbhir vidadhan namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadaya bhag. Prabhupada says it should be the guiding principle for every devotee. That Brahma says in the 10th canto that if a devotee accepts everything as Krishna's mercy and thanks Krishna for everything, already he has place at Krishna's feet. Guaranteed. So just accepting its mercy, you just accept its mercy. And you are respectful to Krishna. Just accepting. Finished. Guarantee is, you already are given a guarantee. Signed, stamped, registered, confirmed. Guarantee. So this is the lock. And this is the doubt which keeps us in this world. Prabhupada says we are envious of Krishna. What does it mean, envious of Krishna? We accuse Krishna. We think he's not something is wrong. I mean, he's good, yes. Mostly. He's beautiful. His gopis are nice. His Rasa Leela is very beautiful. And cowherd boy pastimes are cool. Cows, sounds cool. But in this material world, I don't know. Of course, many of the problems that other religions have, we can easily avoid. Easily avoid just by showing that this material world is a prison, you know. What do you expect in the prison? And in the spiritual world, it's all different. And even in this prison, if you follow his rules, you can be happy. You can be in Brahmaloka. You can live in total happiness. Even on earth, even around earth, this is Bhoma Svarga. You have heavenly planets like paradise. And even on earth, Prabhupada says, sometimes there is war. Sometimes there is war. But he says, some people, seems it doesn't touch them. It, you know, something like protected. Somebody, just yesterday I heard some story. What was it? Some lady fell from a plane for several thousand meters. And then she just surrendered to God and started praying. And she survived. And I know some devotees who fell from very high something. Parachute didn't open or something. I don't remember what it was. I think our Sarveshwara, yes. Many devotees, there are like this. And so this guy says, so like every story of miraculous survival, you can see, no matter who they are, at one moment, they pray. So he says, are there some of those who don't pray? He says, there are, but we don't hear their stories. Because usually they... it was a classified report in the Soviet Army, Red Army. We had a devotee who was in the headquarters of the Soviet Army. So he had access to some secret reports that religious people had 5 to 10 times less mortality rate in fighting. And also, you know, Stalin, he actually banned all religion, you know. Lenin, Stalin, he started Red Terror. He was the first terrorist. You know, terror on the state. I mean, it was terrible. And they banned all religion. He said, just kill a few priests, that village and that, every village, every city, kill a few priests so that people get the point. So that people have terror and surrender. And only 42 or 43, when they were losing war, and then Stalin allowed church again. So, but still people were praying, and still you had religious people. You could not just completely wipe out immediately religious people. So then he read this secret report that those who were praying, that they had high, it was classified, it was secret, it was not published, because it was very against communism, you know. It's, but it's a, I mean, there are many studies like this. However, you can say, okay, but I was praying and I still got sick, or I was praying and I still didn't get the job, or I was praying and I still something. So Krishna is cruel. So of course, what's the problem with such a statement? What's the mistake? You don't see the big picture. Okay. What else? But yeah, we don't see what's the highest good for us on one hand. On the other hand, he's God, he's not a servant. He's not a servant. Why should he? Maybe I don't, you know, if I don't have money, if I come to the shop and I say, I like this jewel. They say, okay, so pay 20,000 euros. And I say, sorry, I have only 5. So they say, sorry, go collect more. He cannot give it to you. Of course, Krishna can give you just for asking. He can give you bhakti sadhana. Or, if you want material, okay, also. He can give you bhakti sadhana or karma mishra, bhakti mishra karma, so you can earn quickly. He gives you work and you can earn quickly. And you get everything you want. He can give. But it's a science. We have to understand who is he, who are we, what is this world, where are we? Yeah. Like if I'm in a prison and I beat on the door and the police, the guards come and I say, hey, bring me pizza from Holy Food. Depending on the country, they will come in and beat me, you know. or do something worse. So do some all kinds of. I'm in prison, you know. Or if it's my last day, maybe they will bring. You know, if tomorrow they kill me, okay, maybe they will bring. Also, possible. So there is a lot of things to discuss here. This verse discusses cruelty. Actually, I wanted to ask you a question. But I will just repeat one more time that Krishna is kind. Krishna is our friend, our best friend. And Shastra says, if we learn the art of seeing Krishna as friend, treating Krishna as friend, seeing everything as Krishna's mercy, ticket is signed. We can go to the spiritual world. Just this change of vision, how we look at Krishna, events, devotees, what happens. Which sounds very nice from Vyasa-san. But a little more difficult when you stand in queue for prasadam or somebody, something, you know, whatever. So Krishna is our friend. Do you have any questions? Do you have any points, questions, comments? Nitai Doya Prabhu. Your name is Mercy.
Thank you very much.
Mislim lahko srpščini. Kjer vsi razumejo, ne?
Thank you very much. Hvala ti na lekciji.
Very nice Serbian. Even I understand.
Ja ću da pričam ovaj balkanski, a ti ćeš najvjerojatnije razumiti.
Ampak trimaj, drži, okay. Tako da slišim.
Ja sam pokušao onako filozofski, ali traj filozofik, conclusion, where is problem, where is korijen.
Yes.
You speak Krishna is cruel, like that.
No, I say he's friend.
Okay. Who not understand Krishna means Krishna is cruel.
Yes.
And I have komentar. Ja smatram da je korijen, znači glavni problem, samo jedan. A iz njega idu svi ostali. Nema Boga. To je korijen svega. Ja kad sam analizirao svoje situacije mog života i situacije drugih osoba, zašto tako neko djeluje, sometimes subtle, sometimes very close. Conclusion is only one. Nema Boga.
Nema
Boga.
Nema dobrega Boga.
Nikakvoga.
No, you have many religions who say God is there, but he's cruel.
Kad se uzme suptilno, kad se počne analizirati, ja sam došao do tog zaključka. Maybe I wrong. Conclusions for problem coming only one. And iz tog problema idu svi ostali. Bog ne postoji. Razumio što sam ti reći.
Yeah.
Mi možemo da pakiramo, ima Boga, Bog je vakav, nakav, ali ako prihvatimo da postoji Bog, onda sve smo riješili. Ako mislim da prihvatam da postoji Bog, želim da ga prihvatim, volio bi, to ima isti zaključak. Bilo koja situacija, kad osoba kritikuje nešto, kad je ima neki problem, kama, loba, moha, šta god, ona je u centru, ja sam u centru. Neko mora biti u centru. I onda iz tog zaključka, kad sam ja u centru, znači nema Boga. Kad se ide suptilno, ja sam Bog, sve je Bog i tako. I onda sam vidio da je to, po mom mišljenju, ključ svih problema.
Okay.
I razlog zašto postoji bilo koji problem.
Okay. Thank you. I would add that this problem includes another problem of definition. What people understand by God.
Yeah.
Because like when Nietzsche said God is dead. So this type of like Ravindra Sarupra, but he said, the same Nietzsche said, and we have it on our 10th canto in poetry by Kalakanta Prabhu, his quote from Nietzsche. He says, if I were to believe in God, it has to be God who is dancing and smile and laughing. He was ready to believe, but nobody told him that there is a God, that God does dance and laugh. Yeah? So, definition. So therefore sometimes it's even difficult when we say Bog. As soon as you say God to somebody, already they have such a heavy, heavy baggage of misconception. That's why it's very, very good Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada called Krishna consciousness. Not God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Who is Krishna? Ah, Krishna is a cowherd boy. Cowherd boy? So you have, he's absolute, he's inconceivable, achintya. Like Ravindra Sarup said, because I can also argue that everybody accepts God, but somebody puts God, money as God. And it's still a good case. Money as God, that's still, some rajas is there. Worse is hopelessness. No hope. Some gray, dark nothing. Useless. No meaning. No sense. No purpose. That's their God. This is very popular, this decadence, Europe, 19th, 20th century. Death of God. I mean, Nietzsche, God is dead. That's the whole... So they have some kind of God, but a dead God. Dead, cruel, hopeless, old. That's their idea of absolute. I mean, replace God with absolute. That's their absolute truth. Everybody has some idea what is absolute. So we have to redefine, give them the proper definition of terms. So I remember when I was starting to preach, I was avoiding the word God completely. Because as soon as I say God, they think they know what I'm talking about. No, they don't know. God is not what they think. Like Ravindra Sarup Prabhu says, a very funny quote, as always, he says, does he ever come here? I haven't seen him here ever, Ravindra Sarup Prabhu. long time. So he says, he was also busy. He was writing some books for TGBC. So he, in Germany I saw him. He came on to Heidelberg Ratha Yatra. So he said, when preaching, I sometimes hear, I don't believe in God. So then he says, I ask, in what kind of God you don't believe? And then they say, oh, I don't believe in God like this, or in God like that, in God who is cruel, in God who is like this, or like in the center, or God is in here, or God is in the sky with harp. And Ravindra Swarup Prabhu says, oh, you don't believe in the same God I don't believe in. You don't believe in the same God. I also don't, this God you don't believe in, I also don't believe in. Oh, what do you mean? I says, no, it's Krishna, it's different. It's not what you say. It's, because we have Kali Yuga, you know, 5,000 years, such a, even when Krishna was here, what does he tell Arjuna? Sakalene hamahata yoga nashta. In long time understanding, lost. Lost. Already Mahabharata says, Nasavri shirya sematam nabhinnam. Every rishi, every sage has a different opinion. Already lost. Already so much misunderstanding. Who is God? What is God? What is absolute? So already Krishna has to re-establish. And it's on one hand simple, on the other hand we see it's tough. So thank you for the comment. That was my comment. Like sometimes they say in the 17th chapter, three gunas of faith. And sometimes devotees say that everybody worships somebody. Sports stars. Somebody was, Prabhupada writes, some merchant was worshiping Hitler. Because so everybody was, I mean, maybe they don't call it worship, but it's there. Okay, but somebody else had a question here, I think. Yes.
Ask how help devotees who lost the faith because of illness, and they don't want to hear about Krishna, but before they serve devotional serve, and many years are in process. Accept prasadam and stay friend. I ask many to get some
yes
answers.
Yes. I see Niranjana Swami, he just tries to keep friends and discuss some appropriate Krishna Katha, like some story from Chaitanya Bhagavata. He reads, discusses with some of such people. Or we can read Jayananda Prabhu. Somebody blooped, and he went and he ended up working in a Kentucky Fried Chicken or whatever it was, KFC, frying chicken. And so Jayananda Prabhu went there, went to the kitchen with all this dead chicken, and he found that devotee, and he said, John, you're here, I'm so happy to see you, and embraced him. And he didn't mention chicken, he didn't mention anything, he just said, oh, we were missing you, so how are you doing? So he was being friend, just as you said, being friendly. And this kindness touched this person so much that he immediately came back. Another thing I asked, I asked, or like Srila Prabhupada had 5,000 initiated devotees, 10,000 full-time devotees. But after he left, only about 500, after 10 years in the 90s, we had only 500 initiated devotees continuing. Out of 5,000, 500, 10%. And but that was 90s, in the 90s. And I asked, we were speaking with Niranjan Swami about this. So he said, don't worry, you just wait. He said, after 20 years, we will have thousands of very realized sannyasis who have very, very deep experience of material life. And it's true. Some of the people who went away with big scandal, and you could think they will never come back, they came back. They came back with deep wisdom, humility, and actually, so I said 500, that was 90s. Now I think active, maybe 2,000, 3,000. So they do come back. They go try, they go see what's there, and then they compare that the worst, the worst in the worst place in our society is actually better than good place without Krishna. Good place without Krishna is not as good as bad place with Krishna. As Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is difficult, but material life is impossible. Because then what kind of God you have? You have dark hopelessness. Like Camus, Albert Camus, says sense of philosophy is just to kill yourself. Should I kill yourself today or later or wait? He says that's the whole question, existentialism. Everything is useless. And it's all useless. If you don't have Krishna, it looks bleak, meaningless, useless. What's the point? Why? Right? So we also made mistakes. We are a young society. We made mistakes. Sometimes we hurt people. Sometimes we mistreated people. Sometimes, I mean, many mistakes were done. So that's also there. So maybe some, Prabhupada said 50-50. So if somebody goes away, 50% his fault, he didn't understand. And like my friend, Varna Pradarshaka Guru, Tota Gopinath, he came here sometimes. when our first friend started leaving, I said, you know, this person left, and that person left, after 5-6 years or something. I said, why? I said, they say they didn't get anything in Krishna consciousness. So then he says, they did not understand Krishna consciousness. So they never joined. Because they came to get, not to give. So Krishna consciousness means you come to give. Right? That's bhakti. And that you always can. Yeah. Anyway, of course, we can talk and talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. I see some thinning of our group. Continuous thinning. Anyway, so this is the work. We may be theoretical theists, philosophical theists, and practical atheists. Like Krishna is not in the center. So our work is to make friends with Krishna, accept Krishna. Surrender to Krishna means to accept my responsibility. Accept my responsibility. And learn how to see mercy in my life, in others' lives, help others. Also now we have, so you have Radharani Festival, so that's again, that's to help people feel some mercy. So anyway, you can help directly or even just by singing purely. Even if you're one person in a hundred, if you sing with pure consciousness, you're blessing the whole Europe or the world. You're blessing the whole world. If for 1 second you try, oh Radha, oh Krishna, please be happy, please bless everybody with spiritual advancement. This one thought. Changes the world. And if many do this, then that's already wonderful service.
Imali su darshan sa Krishnom, razni polubogovi, i vratili se na rajske planete.
Mm-hmm.
Come back in
yes.
Heaven.
Yes.
I think it means no understand. No. Have darshan for Krishna and come back for my joy.
No.
I worship you in.
Yes. It sounds weird, strange. Why? Why don't they go to Vaikuntha or Krishna Loka? But you can read in the 10th canto. Prabhupada says, Brahma came to Vrindavan, and then Krishna said, okay. He didn't say, but Prabhupada says, now Brahma has to go back to do his service in Brahmaloka with new higher consciousness. Like we go to Vrindavan, and if you come to Vrindavan, Prabhupada Saraswati Pad says, you should never leave. Except if you go out to glorify Vrindavan.
Hmm.
So in the same way, Brahma came, saw, and now he's on a higher platform. Also, these Arjuna trees. It looks like they went back to Nalakovaramani Griva. But that's only because the curse is removed, everything is corrected. But they become Madhukanta and Snigdakanta in Nanda Maharaja's courtyard. So they come to Vrindavan, and Brahma comes to Vrindavan, and all these demigods come to Vrindavan, but they finish their service, still some service is there, they do it in Krishna consciousness, and then they go to, some go immediately, but some still have service. So that's, any comments? Yeah. If you want.
Well, Nalakovara and Manigriva definitely went to spiritual world because they saw Krishna with full realization. I just read yesterday the story, Krishna book.
Yeah?
Yeah. So they went, when they came out in demigod form, they looked at Krishna and they prayed to him with full knowledge. They understood that Narada Muni blessed them by cursing them, by stopping their negative activities. So I don't know how long they needed to stay in the heavenly planets before they actually came back, or you know, the personalities like that, they can stay in Vrindavan at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say. It's not that we can just, we can just calculate, for this time I'm going to go to, because we know that consciousness of a person can stay in spiritual world. The person can still be Acharya say this. So the question is consciousness. Even if they returned and they stayed as Kuvera's sons for a long time, according to our calculation, now they're thinking of Vrindavan, they're there.
Yeah.
Because they spend time there as Arjuna trees, and they saw Krishna, and they had full knowledge of Vrindavan now.
And we see that Acharya say that sometimes the associate sends one expansion to the heavenly planet as a demigod. He does seva, does tapasya, and then comes to Vrindavan and joins back into the associate. Yeah? So you have two lessons, one for pure bhaktas and one for karmis that do tapasya, you can associate with Krishna. Like Uddhava and even Vasudeva in Devaki. They're eternally with Krishna, but they came to do show how they do tapasya and then can come to Krishna. So two lessons, one for devotees, one for karmis. So for karmis, it's important that you can go to heaven. So yeah, no problem, see, he went. But the devotee, you also know, he's not stuck. That's just one part, does something, and then eternal, he goes.
A similar case with Pandavas. He's described how they went to hell and to heaven, and yeah. Then in Bhagavatam it says they went to Goloka Vrindavan.
Yeah, in the same body. Yes, yes, yes.
Though they were not in Goloka Vrindavan Lila, particularly when they were on earth, they had different relationship with Krishna.
They had more Dvaraka Lila, that part.
Yeah.
So,
but we don't know what happens behind. Bhishma also meditated on Vrindavan when he was leaving his body. We can't judge what is the consciousness of a person, especially not special personalities like that, and why they do apparently material things and why they go places they go.
Thank you very much. Shrimati Radharani ki jai. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.